Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, you're so nice. Of course, last time we talked about Bras for the Cause coming up on Thursday, October 8th. Lots of other things going on in Greenville, though.
Oh, September is a busy month.
Yeah.
It really is.
Hardly know where to start.
Exactly.
So Rally Round Greenville is when?
It's the 18th and 19th of September, which is Friday and Saturday night, and that takes place downtown. And Friday night is a giant street dance with Emerald City Band, and it is absolutely the best time. If you've not heard Emerald City, come. If you have, then I don't have to tell you how wonderful they are.
Yeah.
To come and just have fun. And then there's live music the next day. There's a car show. One of the things they're doing this year that I think is really cool, they're having a sidewalk chalk art contest that ought to be interesting. And then there's activities for kids, all kinds of fun things going on.
Yeah. The Fish Barbecue, this you were telling me about. This is Friday, September 25th at Wesley United Methodist Church on Highway 69 to the east of town. And the barbecue that's going to be available there. There's a great story that goes
yes,
with that.
You know, my mother used to always say, you got to have a gimmick. And I think the gimmick that Fish has come up with is wonderful. They went to local barbecue restaurants and asked them to submit brisket and sausage and ribs and bean, all the sides and dessert. And then they had about 45 or 50 people that were kind of local business people and all come in and taste and vote. And so they have determined the best brisket, the best ribs, the best sausage, and the best pulled pork in Hunt County, and then all of the sides. And so what they're going to do for this barbecue is it's the ultimate Hunt County combo plate. $15 a head, and you get some of each of the meats and all the sides, and then banana pudding for dessert.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. They're going to serve lunch and dinner. Lunch is from 11 to 1. Dinner is from 5:30 to 7:30. And it's $15 a head. You can buy tickets in advance. At lunch that day, if you've got a business that, you know, has possibly, I think it's as many as 10 people, 10 or more, then they will actually deliver lunches. And you can call the Fish office and place an order, and they will and make arrangements for them to deliver. They don't want anybody to miss out on this.
You might want to just not eat the day before, right? Yeah. Before this happens.
This is going to be a pile of food.
Man, that's unbelievable.
I bet barbecue lovers are going to be in heaven.
Oh, well. Now, Fish is Hunt County Shared Ministries.
Hunt County Shared Ministries. The big food pantry in Greenville, and they work with the food pantry here in Commerce, the one in Quinlan, the one in Caddo Mills. They're sort of the clearinghouse in many cases for food, all the Christmas baskets and things that are passed out in each of the other small communities. They all originate through Fish.
And that is Friday, September 25th, lunch and dinner.
Yes. You can walk in tickets. Well, you don't have to have a ticket ahead of time. You can walk in and pay your money and start eating.
Wesley United Methodist Church. Haunted Landmark is something that they do at the Landmark Building in downtown Greenville. That's the old post office for people that lived in Greenville a long time ago.
Yeah, when we were young.
Yeah, right.
There have been two more since then, but we all still call it the old post office.
Right. So they're looking for actors, volunteers to put on a haunted house that's going to be every weekend. Is it every Saturday night? Or
every Friday and Saturday night in October.
Uh-huh.
And so what they're looking for, they're having a meeting on Tuesday night, September 22nd. Mm-hmm. And what they're looking for is people to be able to help. They're looking for people that can put makeup on. And, of course, if you're ever interested in doing crazy makeup, this is a dream come true. They're looking for actors. They're looking for people who are willing to kind of work and help just get everybody through. If you've ever wanted to work, you know, have the fun of being in a haunted house, this is a really, really good one.
And this takes place in the basement of the
Landmark.
Of the Landmark. And I can imagine that really, that's probably a great location.
Oh, for it's big high ceilings and it's dark and it's all the things a haunted house. And it's an old historic building, all the things it's supposed to be.
Right, exactly. Well, a minute or two left here. We were commenting on all the things going on in downtown Greenville. Some new restaurants, one called the Ashen Rose.
Yes, that is that's a pub. And it's actually the first one that has a full liquor license. But it's sort of an Irish theme. The food is wonderful. it's a neat atmosphere. I've had their pot roast sandwich that was wonderful, and the chicken fried bacon is a thing of wonder.
What is it with bacon?
Well, that's really good. Let me tell you something. You think you can't do better than fried bacon? Yeah, you can.
But that's ain't just pie. We've talked about that before. They've now opened, and they're going great guns.
They're going great guns. And in the afternoon, they have pie happy hour. Now, what could be better than that?
Oh, wow, yes. Downtown Greenville, it's hopping a lot
it
of times when you go downtown at night now. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Well, come see us and have fun.
All right, great.
Thanks.
Rick Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.